Come on, baby, get up. No time to waste. Oh, get your coffee on, Ticket Dan and Jake. Time to get your ticket up, stick it in your tailpipe. Oh, babe, time for the hang, hang zone coming at you. Hang, hang zone coming at you. I got a hang, hang zone coming at you. I got a hang, hang zone.
Yes, it is time for this week's Hang Zone, where we just have someone in for an hour to hang, sit around. This week we welcome Michael Gruber. Grubes.
Whoa.
Hello. Soupy. You guys soulmate. Look great.
Little soulmate.
Basketball shorts?
Hold on.
Yes.
Can I ask what's going on now?
You have a mic.
Wait for the dog.
Why?
You opted for a drum roll.
After the guest was announced.
After the guest had already actually spoken. Not only was it announced.
And, like 10 seconds in, decided, you know what? I know it's 60 seconds. Let's just let it roll.
He's just nervous in front of Grubes.
I am. He's my
Why would you play that, Trey? Let's just go through your thought process.
I love Grubes.
Aw. You're doing great, buddy.
Well, okay, we love Grubes too, but why would you play that after he talked?
Because I love Grubes. That's all I know.
Seems like good reason to me.
Yeah.
You know, like the traditionally how a drum roll is used in entertainment, though, right? It's sort of.
Do you
a,
know that, Trey?
I do.
It's a reveal at the end.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was fanfare, but
that would be like someone running over and pulling someone's parachute after they had crashed into the ground and splattered
this
their body.
It's about me. It's about Grubes.
So you're going. I'm sorry. It's the Trey Show. We're deciding what the segment's about.
We've got
Go
an
ahead,
hour.
Spit up, Michael.
Nothing much, man. You guys look really good.
You too.
It's good to be with y'all.
Are you wearing your customary outfit?
Yes. You can see UNT on my basketball shorts.
That a baby.
Still got it.
You still got it.
So, we're going to take phone calls with Grubes
in
the 150 segment.
That went well yesterday.
Well, we were placing a call.
That's
which
right.
Which appears to be a little more challenging.
We're going to take calls for Grubes. So, Little Grubes, who went on to become the music guy at the Stars games, then the Rough Riders were like, man, we need to, can we get on this wave?
And they did.
They did. They hired you. They seemed to build like half their marketing program around you.
Bobbleheads?
Five of them. Six of them. I'm
a
sorry.
A collection.
Yes. And a life-sized.
There's a statue at the park where I've been in front of that. I had a picture made with the Grubes statue.
It's not quite accurate because it would have been really expensive to use that much material.
Now, in this day and age of toppling statues, is the Grubes statue safe?
I hope so. But in these uncertain times, you really can't be sure.
How did that come?
Cancel Grubes.
How did that come to be erected? How did that
come to be what?
Yes, I said erected. When are you going to grow up, dude?
I don't know. When are you going to grow up?
How old are you?
35 in a couple weeks.
Damn, bro.
We're very close in age.
I know, Jake. We're like a month apart.
Yeah.
Started interning within a year of each other.
Is that true?
Yeah. I was a Norm's intern in
02. And you rose to meteoric heights while Jake is just sitting there?
Yeah. He's just sitting there wearing shorts.
Just kind of waiting, though, because look how he's lapped you.
I know.
It didn't really bother me, though. Like, it bothered me whenever, when TC and I came back and got hired, TC was always on with Bob and Dan. I'm like, this guy sucks. Like, why am I? I was so upset, but then I was never upset with the Grubes rise because I just understood.
Like, you were on enough with the hard line, right?
This guy's special.
You never
so
wanted to be a board
for San Diego State.
Were you running the board when Hardline Jake had a mohawk? And
no, that was, I think that was still the Psycho Dave era.
And then Kronk Fairy.
Crony the Butt Fairy.
Crony the Butt Fairy. And then Groobs.
Yeah.
So when you left here, to go finish your college degree. Let's check in on that.
In progress.
Okay. WIP?
Yeah, it's a work in progress.
I think Groobs is a perfect example, though, of a guy who correctly realized that he didn't need college to be good at what he was passionate about, and it's turned out to be true.
But I don't recommend that as just being like, this is the way to do it. I got so many lucky breaks.
Well,
I'm hashtag blessed.
A little bit like when I first went to college, I don't think this job existed. The job I'm doing now in this kind of form did not exist when I first set out to get into radio, and more specifically sports radio. And Groob's job, I don't feel like that was a thing either.
No, it Expo was the reason that I really got into the ticket. He was
But you're a board op. But now, but what you're doing?
Being the guy playing the fart drops, that's what I wanted to do.
And you did it.
And then I had to start paying rent, and it was a tough thing.
See, I might even go further with Dan's analogy here and say that we don't typically think of someone as hairy as Groobs as an influencer, but that's kind of what it is. You leverage the social media and your...
You would never have gotten hired by Frisco...
Relationships.
...if you didn't have a ton of followers on Twitter, right?
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Like, that's right. Why Chuck Greenberg, the owner of the Rough Riders, brought me on board. It's because he knew I had a social media presence.
Now, did that have anything to do with your dad?
No, not to my knowledge.
Okay, because I just know your dad runs in high-dollar, big businessman circles, and I didn't know if Chuck Greenberg and...
No relationship prior to that.
Okay.
When your dad is Big Mike, do you still have to buy him a Father's Day gift?
Not this year. With the social distancing, but we always try to get him a little something, but then he goes and buys like a tractor or something.
Yeah, what do you get the guy?
Right.
My kids were complaining that I just usually buy stuff if I want it, so they didn't know what to get me. But if they draw me a little card, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I just still get my dad a piece of paper with a couple little hearts on it that are poorly colored in.
Maybe you're...
It's the best I can do.
Little hand painted on a plate.
I have been thinking about you a lot, though, because I think... Would you say that, you know, working for the Rangers in your capacity would have been kind of the peak? You know, you've done Stars and Mavs, and I know you love doing the Stars games, but...
But to open the new stadium?
Open the new stadium.
Dude, that's baller.
It's baseball. It's the Rangers. It's your dream. It's your passion.
You got to stab Chuck Morgan in the back.
That's totally all accurate. No, it's a really crazy thing. Working for the Rangers was the dream before the dream of working for the ticket. Like, I was, baseball was my favorite sport growing up. Rangers were my favorite team because I've lived here all my life, and Chuck Morgan's a hero. And now I get to see him when I'm working these graduations at the new park, and we talk about how every weekend he gets like 5 new cameo requests, and they all want him to tell kids not to jar.
Chuck Morgan is on cameo?
Yes.
Oh my God.
But yeah, like.
Are you?
Yeah. Tweet Groobs.
So if they come back and don't have fans, what will your role and Chuck's role be like? Are you still going to play Under the Gasolina, everybody? or what was the Elvis one?
Chuck-a-Rone. Chuck-a-Rone, yeah.
Chuck-a-Rone. Chuck-a-Rone, Chuck-a-Rone. Yeah. Like, is there... If there are no fans, do we still get Chuck-a-Rone?
I don't know. At one point, we were talking about using crowd noise and all that, like trying to sync it up with if the Rangers hit a home run or give up a home run to have the crowd sound accordingly. But now we might have fans. I don't know. Like, no one really tells me anything.
Okay, so that takes away my next question.
Yeah.
Because it sounded like you kind of had a little inside info. And
I thought I did, but then things changed, and now I'm not sure what we're doing.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the governor has said that he expects there to be like half full.
Yeah, which if that's the case, then don't have to worry about pumping in crowd noise because
so he's an
optimist. Half capacity. Right. I'm an optimist.
Now, he's not the Texas politician who said this might be a time for us to supercharge the Zambonis.
But he doesn't say half empty.
There you go.
Is what I mean. He's saying half full.
They're half full, yes.
Like, do you think the Ranger, well, they have a new ballpark, but I wonder if they opened it up. They're not considered to be or supposed to be a good team this year. Like, would that be a pretty optimistic thing to for them to think we could even sell half the tickets?
I don't know. Ballpark aside, I'd like to think. I hope so.
I now can't ask you a baseball question because you're now paid by the team, and you.
I'm a suit now.
You won't give us the real dirt.
Yeah, dude, I bet, and I'm not trying to just join.
But if it was the old ballpark,
okay. But in the old ballpark, I agree.
With COVID out there, and they said, "Hey, things are opened up." You think they could even sell half the tickets? I don't.
No, not a chance. But new ballpark, though. Yeah. Especially for like weekend sets, that will sell the max capacity they're allowed to sell.
Half. You're not allowed to be indoor, right? Don't they have to have the roof open?
I'm sure they'll just open the roof, which is in no way ironic.
Yeah, but so now you're in a new ballpark. It's still 100 degrees.
Might not get the full benefits of the features.
I don't know. We still have air conditioning, and we can figure that out.
Air conditioned Texas, as my grandpa would say.
What are you doing? What do you mean running these graduations? So you like play the music?
Yeah, running the mixing board and playing some music and I might have to do that tonight. We've got one tonight, so I'll see if I can sneak that in.
What do you get paid per graduation?
So much.
Or do you just get paid like a salary to be the guy for the Rangers?
I get a sum of money
per each thing that you do.
Yeah, it's
is it different per school, or is it paid by the ballpark?
It's all the boomsticks he can eat.
No, I get paid by the team, I guess, but I just submit the hours I worked, and money shows up, and everything's good.
Now, I know you're not necessarily, like, you're not going to be PA guy.
Oh, God, no.
But Chuck does way more than that. I mean, he's, what's his official title? EVP of entertainment?
Ballpark entertainment. For the last 38 years he's been with the team, during games, he's been the PA guy, running the mixing board, and playing the music. Now, during games, he's just going to be doing the PA. I'm going to just be doing the music, and someone else will be running the board.
Does everybody know the trivia of Chuck Morgan? He left one year.
2002.
And where did he go?
Kansas City.
Kansas City. And let's ask Blake. who was the voice of the ballpark for that one year?
Hey, Chiefy Chief.
Kevin McCarthy.
Do you know Trey?
Blake Jones.
My gosh.
No, who was it?
Jimmy the Saint.
Jimmy the Saint Christopher.
Hey, Chief.
And you know who did the music for that year?
Bono.
I do not.
Ty
Wupker.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Mr. Ty the music guy.
So what I'm getting to with this, though, is that if he's been doing that job that long, he can't be wanting to do it for that much longer. Not trying to put another knife in his back. But is that something you could see doing for, the rest of your career?
Working for the Rangers? Absolutely.
Role. I mean, they keep you off the mic, of course.
Of course.
Forever.
They're not stupid.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just cool to think about, to me, if I stay living, or we all stay living in this Metroplex, that if you go out to the ballpark in 2050, it may be Groobs.
You know what I'd do?
That's my legitimate hope, is 30 or 40 years there and half retire, but keep working until I die.
I'd replace, if Chuck ever retires, I would put a female voice in there. Because I'm girl dad.
You are girl dad.
Hashtag girl dad. I'm hashtag woke, bro.
You're the most
woke-est. I'm a lot different than you may remember me.
I think we've all changed, Dan.
I've changed a lot over the last 5 years.
It's a new
years.
Normal.
You don't make a joke out of damned everything.
So, Groobs, I want to keep people tuned in and listening to the Groobs Hour.
Okay.
So to do that, at 1:50, we're going to take phone calls with Groobs. But next, what I wanted to do was, much like when they gave, who's the old ball player that played in like 5 decades, Mini Minoso or somebody like the one last at-bat thing.
Okay.
We wanted you to run the board for the news.
Oh, God.
Would you play drops and run the board? Would you be able to handle that?
I don't know. Like I only got a couple months of experience in OpEx, and it didn't go well.
The other guys can hit the commercials and make sure we hit those on time, right? That's an important part of the equation here.
As long as I can find the drum roll.
So you're saying... All right, that's where we'll that's what we'll do. One last at bat for Grooves on the board is next.
Stay tuned.
Grooves, just because we're keeping our distance doesn't mean the music has to stop. Boy, you know that. Live from Home is Live Nation's all-new virtual hub, updated daily with live streams, exclusive artist content, new music, and more, keeping you connected to your favorite artists. Go live now at livenation.com/livefromhome.
Oh, whoa. There's like a whole other part to this
song?
Oh,
yeah. I've heard the whole song. This used to be a favorite of the kids. Before they started just going number one on anything I ever brought up.
This is kind of the sound they make when you start talking, though.
All right, Grooves is with us in the hang zone.
Whoa.
He's agreed to step back in the box and take another at bat. He is, are you on the board?
Oh, God. Just about to be.
Okay, Grooves is taking over on the board for what we call the 130 News with Jay.
Thank you, Dan. Here's Trey and or Grooves.
Or Blake.
Or Blake.
Brought to you by Grooves.
Okay.
Brought to you by me.
My suggestion was that when Dan, the Bill Veeck in this situation, brought Grooves into the control room, he gave him a little 1/8 jersey.
That's always been my dream, is to get a jersey with that number on it. The Stars wouldn't do it for me, and the Rangers haven't yet either.
One day, buddy.
Apparently it's tough to get a slash on a jersey.
Well, Eddie Goodell action. Well, we talked about this last week as the school district where I attended high school, Birdville ISD, was they took out the trash on Friday, Dan. They held a vote Friday afternoon, I think at 4 o'clock, to determine the future of Richland High School's mascot. The Board of Trustees. I always wanted to be a trustee.
Well, what does that mean?
That means you're entrusted. But
like
I
they
don't...
look to you for guidance.
Right.
You and seven others.
We're the Board of Trustees.
It
you're
does
a
sound...
pillar of the community.
Yeah.
It sounds very high-toned.
Justice League-y.
But then you're like, oh, Richland High School has one?
Well, this Board of Trustees voted unanimously.
We deem thee...
We, the trustees, to...
Saith...
Remove the name...
This dayeth...
The Rebels and all associated images.
Oh!
This
wow,
might be
that's
like
a pretty big deal.
The only time I've ever heard of a petition getting something like this done. It didn't happen fast.
And
all
yeah,
this is happening very fast.
Yeah, the unanimous thing.
Yeah.
And I think you showed me last week, like, on Twitter, the current coach and maybe some players were not waiting for a Board of Trustees to convene and put on the powdered wigs. They ripped down the name off the wall saying, we're done with this. So I bet you that really lent to this happening.
Now, there's no word on what the name will be. I wonder if you have to keep the alliteration.
Renegades.
Renegades? I saw somebody suggest that on Twitter. And,
Daytona! Yeah, Daytona! Wiggity-wiggity-wop!
The Richland Rejects. The Richland...
That would work. No, actually, I'm sure there's a lot of successful kids there now.
How about the Hills? The Richland Hills.
Ooh.
And now, I don't know how your mascot would be, though. Your mascot could be Dan Hill.
The singer from the 80s.
Yeah.
Do a Billy Goat. So the
what
Richland
a boring
Hillbillies.
Mascot.
How's the board feel there, Groovy?
Weird. I'm not sure what the hell I'm doing.
We had a sword guy arrested yesterday.
Just find some norm drops and fart drops. You'll be fine.
I'm the clearinghouse for these stories. This one in Wichita Falls. 74-year-old man.
What does this mean?
Don't you think you would have aged out of sword guy? A man arrested after he threatened a family member with a sword yesterday afternoon. 74 years old.
But if you have a sword, you're certainly never getting rid of it, right? You don't just put it out in the garbage.
An heirloom.
You don't give it to Goodwill. You know what you do? You get it signed by Randy Jackson.
You're not going to not do that.
Something you just said made me think, we need to talk to my brother about this later this week, but he was staying at my house this weekend, and I was not there, and he went to take the trash out, and he found an opossum.
Okay.
And
I think it's weird to say opossum.
I do, too.
Even if you're supposed to, it just seems like possum.
It seems like something a trustee would say.
Like you should, that should be a silent O.
Well, he did,
so your brother found a possum.
He was in the trash can, like jumped out at him, and he puts the lid back down.
Those are scary little guys. They
super
look like
scary.
Giant rats.
Super scary.
Like I think Mido has a fear of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah,
well, they also have
David,
the.
Mido.
They also are rabies carriers, right? Everyone.
Don't
has
we
a fear.
All have a? Yeah. If I saw one of those things, I'm running.
Well, I think my dog killed it because he found it dead in the backyard about half an hour later.
Or was it playing possum?
Oh.
Ah.
Well, in this case, I know it wasn't because, and I think I'm about to admit to a crime for him. You know how whenever I have fast food that I need to get rid of the remnants of before I get home and my wife makes...
Yeah, you stop at the gas station and throw it away, right?
I don't know if it was...
Or do you ever, have you ever taken a couple layers off the top of your garbage and put something under it?
Yeah, but that's not fail safe enough. That could end up...
You could put a dip cup that way. Yeah.
Well, my move is usually to stop at really anywhere, a gas station. Let's just say that he got rid of the opossum and not in my trash can.
Like the neighbors?
No, it was a local business. So imagine you're just going to go fill up and you're throwing out your soda and you look down in there and there's just a...
The dead possum. Yeah, don't say opossum. I just don't think that's right. It's like Pete Bryan.
I think this is a
not
very...
Pete O'Brien.
Opossum.
Yeah, like,
Pete
what is he, Irish?
This is a weird story. Now, it has a positive ending. It's regarding a...
Are we on the sword guy still?
Nah, he's just arrested.
Oh, he got arrested for...
And I was just an old sword guy. I hadn't seen a 74-year-old sword guy in some time. Irving firefighter needed a kidney transplant. Now, he woke up to a surprise on Sunday afternoon as fire engines, presumably from Irving, where he is employed, rolled down the street and woke him up and informed him, hey, we got you a match. His match is his now fiance. He started looking for a kidney 2 years ago before meeting his now fiance, and they've just found out that she is a match. Now, here's why I say this is, it's a great story. He got a match. Hopefully the operation goes well. But, like, if you're the fiance, aren't you hoping that you can get the test to indicate that you were willing to do it, but that it comes back that you're not a match?
I think that's a Larry David's storyline this year.
Wait, is it? It sounds.
Did anybody else watch Curb this year?
I did, but they all run together.
I don't think that was this year. I don't
Do
remember
feel like that was
okay.
Them, though?
Someone asked him, right? But it was a friend. Was it Super Dave? Maybe I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, he doesn't. He's not around anymore, man.
Well, yeah, that's why I think it was. Season. I thought it was a few seasons ago.
Okay.
But in any case,
no. It's a TV storyline, but maybe it's not Larry David.
I know.
And I'm trying to think of what show.
Back
I was...
to Lost. Locke and his dad conned him out of a kidney.
He did what?
Conned him out of a kidney.
Yeah,
he took a condom out of a kidney.
So, I think for a couple reasons here, if you're the guy getting the transplant, now, granted, again, this is not your wife yet.
It's Jack on 30 Rock, because that's why I played you some audio where Alan Alda was there to need a kidney, and Jack didn't want to give it to him, and I played that Alan Alda audio.
I'm glad you
Good
were able
dude.
To recall that.
Yeah, well, you're really not, because I just interrupted the story.
So, if you're the guy who's receiving the kidney, one, you're not married yet, and this is a hypothetical. I hope things go well for these crazy kids and his kidney. But if you start having cold feet,
yeah,
you're
not going to get married.
Pretty screwed. If you're her, you kind of feel like, well, even if I'm not really as into this anymore, I already went through having...
Now there's a huge implication.
Right. Implications everywhere.
Does she only get half her kidney back if they get a divorce?
Right. It's Texas. It's 50-50 state.
Right.
And if I'm her, I probably milk this. You know, maybe push the bounds of what you think you might be able to get away with.
Yeah, he's never going to. This is going to ruin their relationship.
I think it has a chance.
Yeah,
to,
he's never going to have the upper hand in anything.
Right, and then he'll grow.
Any argument,
he'll grow angry. Like,
oh, so I give you a kidney, and this is what you're going
to
do?
You can't hold that over me forever. Well, is the kidney going to be there forever? Oh, if you'd like to operate on equal footing here, you could certainly give it back.
I got enough on the mind right now. I don't need your bull.
Press the bar guy makes a return from the reign of Groobs. So, yeah, I think I would probably tell my fiance, it's great you're a match. I'm going to keep looking. What's going on over there, Bitburg?
No, I'm just looking at a text I got that on Billions, that's also a storyline. Apparently, that's a very famous... if you're saying it's on Lost, it's on 30 Rock, it's on Billions, too, where Chuck's dad needs a kidney. It's all over the place. It's a very common trope. Probably more, it's one of those TV things that happens more on TV than actually in real life. Like Amnesia.
Yeah, what's up with Amnesia? You don't know anybody.
What's the deal with
Amnesia? I don't believe it's ever actually happened.
That's what I'm saying. You've never met anybody. You've never even heard about a friend of a friend who has amnesia.
But there's a variety of TV things that, yeah, like when someone is watching a news story about themselves and they just turn it off disgusted halfway through. You're never going to turn off a story about yourself.
No. Like Jordan did in Space Jam when Jim Rome was killing him.
Well, Jordan's on TV all the time, but it's just your average person that's on TV and they made the news for the first time ever and they turn it off disgustedly. Like, well, no, you're going to wait and see the commentary about you.
Is it more...
Nobody else eat the pizza.
Nobody else. Is it more hottie to say opossum or trope?
Trope.
I don't know. It's just opossum. It just seems like you're trying to throw it in my face that you're a lot smarter than me.
Yeah, but I mean, so you could also just use the word storyline.
Yeah.
But then you go lit 304. These are all trusty, like...
The type of person that says opossum also says catsup.
No one says catsup.
No one ever says catsup.
That's
you're
spelled.
80.
I've never heard anyone say that, just like I've never known anyone or known of anyone with amnesia. Neither one of them exist.
Do you think the show could have a board of trustees?
Yeah, but it would get annoying because Bob would want to be on it. And he would have, like, outsized voting power despite only being on the board of trustees.
Bully everybody into submission right. On
so many filibusters.
Yeah, he would own us. He still kind of does as a...
He's probably sitting at home going, what did I do to deserve this shot?
Bad like Radio LLC. But that's how it works, though, is you got to give all sorts of people that aren't involved in the day-to-day voting power.
Oh, really?
I've been on a boat at night.
Yeah.
Well, what if we get
one? You've seen, like, Succession and stuff. You know, they got all these people that are just...
Gerbs, would you be on the board?
He would definitely be on the board, yeah.
The board of trustees?
Carlos.
Oh, definitely Los.
Evan.
TC.
So it's all former interns?
Yeah, maybe not him.
I don't know.
Tara.
The MySpace chick.
Summer.
MySpace Missy.
All right, so don't say opossum and don't say trope. Coming up next...
Trey, I don't know how to get to break.
We'll take phone calls.
Oh, wait, yeah, oh, give it a second so he can walk it back there.
Hold on, I got something that'll kill some time.
To Nancy, what a surprise it was running into you today. After so many years, and in such an unusual place, my dresser drawer. But since you're nothing more now than a name scribbled on a high school play program... I threw you away to make more room for underwear.
Take phone calls with Groobs next. 888-787-1310.
This version sucks.
All right, 156. Dan and Jake. The third leg of today's Hang Zone with Michael Groobs Gruber.
Hey.
And we thought, since... No hyperbole here. I'm not sure that there's ever been anyone more loved by the P1 than Tweet Groobs.
They don't know me that well.
Well, I agree.
It doesn't make sense.
I totally agree. But it is the case.
Oh, it definitely is. So I'm very well loved.
Let's leverage that love into some phone calls, and we're going to do that here. This is your chance, America, to speak to at Tweet Grooves. Jerry once paid for him to get a hotel room next to a St. Patrick's Day party. The stories go on and on.
We don't need to tell him.
Okay. Okay.
All right, what's the phone number, Grooves?
What the hell is it? 888-787-1310?
That's right. No reason for profanity here.
What the heck?
And there's kids listening.
Working blue now that he's...
we still have a one ball line.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
The Lance line.
Let's start out...
I get it.
Let's start out on line 3 with Tony in Bedford. Say hello to Grooves.
Hey, Grooves.
Hey, Tony.
What's going on?
I'm on the radio right now. It's pretty cool.
Oh, cool. I didn't really have much to say. I was calling
All right. Sorry. I don't know what happened there.
Look, the only person that should call into the show without any content is me.
We go to line 1, Clayton from Crowley. You are on the ticket.
Hey, buddy.
Grooves, what's up, man? Hey, I want to hear you talk a little bit about Jared Mino and how their game kind of compares to yours. And I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, man. Jeremy obviously has been doing this for 20 years, and he is still phenomenal. He's the guy that trained me, and I'm assuming Jake, and probably every single board op that's been here since. He's the master. He's the leader of all board ops, as he should be, along with Expo, the patron saint. And Mino has
been...
Why
are you shaking dice like that? What does that mean?
We're on the radio. Don't worry about it. Hmm. And Mino has become really, really damn good.
Line 2 is Carrie on Lake Ray... Oh, you weren't done?
No, that's about it.
Carrie on Lake Ray Hubbard. Ooh, a hot name there, Groobs. Go ahead,
boat?
Say hi to Carrie.
Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Groobs. How you
doing? Oh, yeah.
Hope that's a pretty hot name voice for you, buddy.
So good.
Hey, man, I'm out here enjoying a good old Tuesday afternoon out here on Lake Ray Hubbard with a little bit of brewski and wacky tobacco. I wanted to know if you knew any good fishing tips for me, buddy.
I'm not Julie, so I can't really help out with the fishing advice. Just try to catch one. Use a worm if you have one.
I'm using a sink bait, man.
Have you ever been fishing, Gertz?
Do what?
Have you ever been fishing?
Every now and then. Used to go a lot as a kid, but it's not as much anymore. Yeah.
Oh, you ain't got a honey hole you know of?
I do have a honey hole.
Oh, but... yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
How's your honey hole?
All right, Hot Carrie.
we
go to line 5 is Galenti Funk
Valenti.
In Irving.
What's up, sweet MS and Grooves?
Hey, buddy, how are you? Haven't talked
how
to you in
doing?
A while.
Long time. Hey, it's been a minute. You know, I'm used to sending you my random text here and there.
I appreciate it. They're usually late at night and mostly coherent.
That's what I do, because they're usually right after some, you know what I'm saying there? But anyway,
I get it.
I have a question for you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Please tell me I'm calling you on Mike Reiner's African American line. Do y'all remember that? Do y'all remember that line?
We call it the all inclusive line now, sir.
Okay, thank you. I love it, and that's why I love you and the ticket.
I love you, buddy.
Groove, stay black, bro.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Peace out.
I do not remember that line.
Yeah, that might have been a thing.
Didn't age well.
Line 6.
It's
Mike,
sort of an all lines matter now.
Mike in OKC. You're on with Michael Gruber, the man who does the music at the new Rangers ballpark, or who will, we assume.
Eventually.
Go ahead.
Groobs.
Yes, sir.
Got a question for you.
Okay.
Who would be your ticket ghost in the afterlife? If you had a ghost following you around saying, like, Phil Reiner, no, if I would do that, I don't believe that.
All right, that's just a bad question.
A great impersonation.
How about line 5 is Clay in Sanger. Clay, you're on the ticket.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, Clay.
How are you, buddy?
Good, man. What are you up to?
Oh, you know, just gang banging and dope slinging, man.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. Got a question for you, man. Since you got such great insight into most things.
I sure do.
Why does your nose run but your feet smell?
I don't know. Why does my nose run and my feet smell?
You think it'd be the opposite, you know?
It's not even a not even a punchline.
What if we keep taking calls with groups? We go to another Carrie, another hot Carrie in
All
Mansfield.
Right.
You're on line one. Carrie, hello. Say hello to groups.
Hey, groups. It's actually Carrie.
Another
sweet,
Carrie.
Sweet Carrie.
Hey, groups. You remember that time that I called you a long time ago and I was at Fat Daddy's and I got your number and we pretended we were a girl? It was awesome.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
That was great, though.
All right, line six is Jeff.
I apologize for this idea.
Jeff the Cleburne P1. This was Jake's idea. He's like, let's take some calls with
people
groups.
Love grooves.
I don't know. I'm kind of liking the jokes and stuff.
Hey, no, that was a good call, guys. Oh. I'm glad he's on the phone.
All right. What's up?
All right, hey, all right, grooves, good to hear your voice, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, let me ask you this. What is your thought on Mike Reiner leaving, and how did he help you? And I'll hang up and listen.
Man, I got to say, when Shoopy posted his retirement video, I definitely cried, and I cried myself to sleep a couple nights after that. That was a heck of a thing. He's Shoopy, and without him, I wouldn't have gotten the opportunities that I've gotten to make friends with my soulmate, Dan, and my best friend Jake, who I never get to see anymore because he's a family guy now. But Mike is the reason that we're all doing this, and we love him.
Cried yourself to sleep, huh?
A little bit, yeah. It was a tough thing.
Do you think we should keep the name of the show as Bad Radio?
I don't know. I think
Just
honest opinion.
I kind of liked Super Bad Radio. I thought that was neat, where it keeps the bad, but it also kind of frees you from it, while also not doing that.
We go to line eight.
I don't think he listened to you.
No, he'll do that.
Groobs.
Do I need to do a big reaction afterwards? You want me to play a drum roll?
Keep your anger with Trey, yeah.
Line eight is Michael in Denton.
So my feeling is, you, Darvish, was ready to go wherever anybody told him. Am I wrong, guys?
What are you trying to say? I'm not sure the point you're trying to make here.
Yeah,
I mean, he was gonna. The Dodgers were not on his no trade list.
No, the Dodgers were on his no trade. Were on his were not on his no trade list. Yu Darvish was ready to go to the Dodgers, or believe other teams.
We can't even fix a horse's bones, Shoopy.
We can't even fix a horse's bones.
Did he plan this?
All right, homie. We're going to let you go now.
That's a great call.
Good Lord.
Time
inception. That was it's weird having drops played of yourself.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
We're just going to the phones with groups.
That guy seems like a really sweetheart. I like him.
Let's go to line five. Paul in Grand Prairie.
Paul in, what?
Hey, Groobs.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Hey, not much. Just, going back to work, you know.
Gross.
I've got a jock jam for you to play in the arenas, man. It's an untapped gym.
I'm all for it.
All right, you got your pen and your paper? You ready to take down the notes?
Yes.
Okay, the band is called Breakwater. Like break wind, but maybe with diarrhea, break water.
Okay.
And,
all right.
That could have revolutionized arena music when you blew them up.
Larry and McKinney.
And I forgot to say up.
Larry, line four, you're on the ticket.
Larry!
Hello, Groobs.
Hey, man.
I just want to let you know that you are my leader.
Oh.
I have a picture of you and I from St. Patrick's Day a few years ago where I make you look very, very minuscule. And I would like to know what your favorite Mike Reiner moment is, and I will clear the room.
Oh, man. Favorite Mike Reiner moment. I still remember him somehow confusing himself, trying to talk about Greentail Shiner. I think it was... Ty, do you remember what the context was?
He was
trying to talk about shining a dinosaur's tail,
it was,
or
about Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he said he played Greentail Shiner or something. It was something weird.
I think that's actually right.
Yeah, that does sound right. That was up there just for the sheer confusion.
So your favorite moment of a Radio Hall of Famer is just when he's stumbling all over himself.
Well, there was also the time that he was reading through the Cowboys roster, and he got stuck on a player named Room.
Oh, yeah, and it was
And
actually...
he realized that it was an autocorrect of Romo.
Romo. Man, they say Room.
That's
I don't know what that is.
Room here.
Oh, Romo.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Ty's like, Romo? It's like, oh, yeah, that.
Yeah, that was back in the day when we could, like, say it in his ear down
right.
line in the line from the ticker booth. So you don't hear me, you just hear him go, oh, Romo. Sorry.
What I do?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I thought we were going to hear it.
I did, too.
That's a minute bit. Hold on, let me get that.
How do you keep this a secret?
Weird.
How do you keep...
How does anybody keep it? How did this woman keep it a secret?
I don't know.
When Kenny was getting shrouded with... with
bodybuilding accessories.
Yeah, bodybuilding stuff.
Right, right.
And green tail shiner and stuff. And
what is that?
Did he have a movie where he like was like half lizard and had a tail?
Oh, my God.
What are you talking
about? What the F?
Oh, no.
And what was the name? Greentail Mister?
Greentail Liner,
no,
I think.
No, Greentail Shiner.
Shiner, yeah. What movie do you speak of here?
I don't know. I was just thinking maybe he did. I'm not real familiar
half
with this.
Lizard?
Work.
Lizard?
Yeah.
That was fun.
That's vintage.
Right.
Well, Grooves, this has been fun.
Oh, was that it?
That's it.
I don't know.
All right.
What else you got?
We're playing you out.
That's about it.
We hope to hear you play Chacarón.
That will happen.
If not, for Forney High School graduation.
I was
going to
say, I hope you play Nora's high school graduation music.
Right.
It would be my honor.
So you can do Chacarón. All right, man. Proud of you.
Love you guys.
Good to talk to you. Coming up next.
You have
Hugh Darvish.
Two sons.
Are you still drinking, dude?
No.
How many times have you quit?
Multiple. But I'm trying, man. I'm trying.
He means he's not quitting. He's not drinking right now while he's talking to you.
Semantics.
I don't know why you're so obsessed with just busting his balls over trying to get
it's very
online.
It's
yeah,
very
big jerk.
It's very like unlike
every,
Dan.
Every couple years, though, you seem to post a "I quit drinking" post.
It's a
well, this time I didn't. So that's progress, right?
See, you broke him. Just like whenever I first started interning and you guys made fun of me for having in a relationship on Facebook. I'm like, you know what? That's horrible. They're right. The keeper of bad bits has weighed in.
All right.
All right. Well, all of our heroes not named Groobs are in trouble. That's next.